Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The EPA has handed down a clear message to Michigan. Your air is not clear. It says too many people are living in areas with unacceptable smog levels, and it's given the state 3 years to come up with a plan to clean the air. This is no surprise to the American Lung Association in Michigan. Ken Fletcher is its director of advocacy. Ken, the EPA says nearly half of Michiganders live in areas that have unacceptable smog levels. How does that fit with the State of the Air report your group recently released?
Yes, we've been seeing this for the past couple of reports here that the ozone levels in Michigan are way too high, especially in the Metro Detroit area. We've given fairly low grades, and in this latest report that came out in April, we gave F's, failing grades for most of the Metro Detroit region. They all are having far too many high ozone days, and we knew that it was above the new standard that took effect, so we knew that they were going to not be in attainment.
Well, then let's talk about this. What counties, what cities in Michigan have been singled out by the EPA for violating these tougher standards for ground-level ozone?
Well, it's the counties in the Metro Detroit area, St. Clair County, Wayne County, Oakland County, Macomb County, Monroe County, Washtenaw County, and then also on the west side of the state, you're seeing Allegan and Muskegon are also out of attainment.
So why are we having more high ozone days with every passing year?
Well, one of the things that we saw, you know, in the report that we issued earlier this year, we do an average of 3 years, and this year's average was for 14, 15, and 16. We know 16 was a very hot summer, and ozone pollution is created when the exhaust from cars and power plants and factories and stuff goes into the air, kind of reacts with the sun and the heat, and forms the ozone pollution. So since it was a really hot summer, we know that that makes things worse when it comes to ozone pollution. So we kind of expected to see an uptick in those numbers, and that's exactly what we saw across the country. We saw things a little higher in terms of ozone, and I think it was in part because of that hot summer of 2016.
Are there other factors besides the hot summer?
Oh, absolutely. It's the sun and the heat helps create the ozone, but it's the pollution that we're putting in the air that's causing it in the first place. If we wasn't putting the fumes from our dirty coal power plants and other sources like that, we wouldn't have ozone created. So it's definitely is a man-made problem that we need to fix. We need to clean up our dirty coal plants. We need to make our cars and autos cleaner. We just need to take steps to make sure that we reduce the amount of pollution that we're putting into the air.
Well, Ken, did not the Obama-era EPA enact rules and actions to clamp down on those factory emissions and those motor vehicle emissions to help clean our air?
Yes, they did, and that's one of the reasons that we're seeing things in non-attainment now is that they changed the standard for ozone based on the science and data that was available, so that 70 parts per billion is what's considered a safe level, and obviously the metro region is above that level. But they also put in place the Clean Power Plan, which is meant to clean up the pollution coming from existing coal-burning power plants to get a 30% reduction by the year 2030, and currently that has been stopped. There's court challenges that our own Attorney General Bill Schuette joined in the court challenge to stop that from happening, and the Trump administration is looking at repealing that.
And to your point, is that the Trump EPA unwinding those same Obama-era actions? So here we have factories and automakers are having emissions rules relaxed, but the EPA is telling the state of Michigan, clean up the air. So what options do we have to address this problem?
Exactly. That's the dilemma. You know, to fix the problem, you have to clean up the power plants. You got to clean up the car exhaust and other sources of pollution. Yet those are the very things that the Trump EPA is saying that we're going to roll back the rules and regulations on. Yet we're going to have to get in attainment and come up with a state implementation plan that explains how we're going to clean up our air.
Without stricter oversight of these emissions, can we get to where the EPA is telling us we need to be?
Oh, no, you're going to have to take steps to clean up the source of the pollution. That's part of what's going to have to happen as the state's put together its plan. You're going to have to figure out exactly what are the sources of the pollution, then find ways to abate those. Now, the good news is, I guess, some of the utilities have announced that they're going to, decommission and shut down some of our existing coal-burning plants, so they may need to speed that up a little bit. So we weren't hugely over the limit, I believe. Let's see, Wayne and Macomb County were 72 parts per billion, and as I said, the standard was 70 parts per billion. So, some of these things, if we can get these existing coal-burning plants offline and take some other steps, we may be able to come back into attainment. fairly easily, but it's going to take some effort, no doubt.
Ken, do you have confidence that this EPA will be a useful partner in this effort?
Well, everything we have seen so far is there's been the budget proposal out of the administration was to actually cut the budget for EPA by about 24-25%. There's no way they're going to be able to effectively enforce the Clean Air Act if they don't have the resources to do that. Then plus all the discussion so far has been how do we roll back the rules that were put in place during the Obama era that was meant to clean up our air, to give us the air that we deserve to breathe. So if they're rolling back all those regulations and allowing more pollution to go into the air, you're just going to see more areas come into non-attainment, and then we'll have to take steps. So it just really doesn't make sense, the direction that we're seeing coming out of the EPA these days.
Ken Fletcher, Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association in Michigan. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the program.